This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Each and every Thursday, Richland Community College, you know, they've got so many things going on there online and on the campus that we have different guests every week to go over what it is they're doing. Deanna, good morning and welcome here. You're the Greenhouse and Small Farm Coordinator. Is that right?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
What does that mean? I get the greenhouse and I get what a farm is, but what is it you do actually?
So I'm a staff member in the agriculture program, and I make sure that the daily operations of keeping our greenhouse operations running so that we have that facility for our students to use as a living laboratory. And in the summertime, we have outside facilities to grow vegetables and things that they can get hands-on experience.
And what's your background? Where are you from originally?
Background originally is, well, I've been living in Illinois for about 30 years, and I have a background in landscape architecture.
Okay.
And that's how I started coming as an adjunct teaching landscaping classes then got more into the horticulture side of things.
Isn't it amazing? You know, and it's great that now that there is this ag program, and now Millikan has, you know, an ag business program, and you guys are sitting out there amidst all this incredibly valuable farmland, and we're in the agricultural capital of the world on the business end of things. Isn't it great that Richland's in full swing on showing all these students all these great careers in ag?
Yes, it's such a wonderful opportunity, and we're so glad we have more students being funneled in, too, through the Decatur Public Schools. And it's just really enriched our program.
Okay. We've got a couple of other folks in studios here today. Rick Neister is a Richland alum, as I understand.
Yes, sir.
And owner of Diamonds Homestead. What is Diamonds Homestead?
We are a microgreen farm. Deanna actually taught me about microgreens.
I'm sorry, don't be distracted. I'm trying to get Nick's attention, not yours.
Okay. I was wondering what you were doing.
Okay.
But we're just a small farm. We've actually have become the biggest microgreen producer in central Illinois.
What is a microgreen producer?
So microgreens are just plants that are grown anywhere from a week to a month. They're just tiny plants like leek or broccoli, just real young, real nutrient for you.
Okay.
You can put them in almost anything, like soup, salad, sandwiches.
All right. So where's your location?
We started out here in Decatur. Right now we got, Champagne is our warehouse. And then in Decatur, we are starting to do mushrooms.
Really?
Yes.
So it's kind of growing. I mean, did you know you were going to get into this when you went to Richland?
I really want to start a ranch.
Really?
So I go to school to start a ranch, and I end up starting a microgreen farm.
Well, there's plenty of time.
And actually, the microgreen farm is starting to get turned around and starting to fund for the ranch.
Is this something new or fairly new, microgreens?
Well, they've been around since around the 70s, but people didn't really know about them until the late 90s.
So commercially, it's been fairly recent.
Yeah, they're really popular on the East and West Coast, and just like anything else.
Takes a while to get here.
Yep.
I understand. Cheyenne Curry is with us as well, and you are a horticulture student at Richland.
Good morning. Yes, I am.
All right. And where did you graduate?
I graduated from MacArthur High School.
So did Nick. He's a big general. So were you part of the Duane Andreas Ag Academy there?
No, I was not. I didn't really come into agriculture until after I went off to Northwest Missouri State for a while and, you know, experienced liberal arts studies because I was originally going for pre-nursing. I did not really like the curriculum.
Uh-huh.
And I found my way to plants, and that brought me back home.
Okay, and how did you what started that journey? How did you start to find your way towards plants?
I've always loved plants. They've been in my family, my mother's house, grandmother's house, full of plants.
Yeah?
So I've always loved them, but once I realized that I didn't want to do nursing, I moved to St. Louis, and I've been there for a few years, and Boxwood was right around the corner. It's a little garden shop from mm-hmm. where I used to stay. I love to visit, and I realized that this is kind of what I'm interested in. I think I want to do this. So I came home after my home was set on fire. It kind of all happened.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I know. It just kind of happened, and it led me here. And I was like, I'm going to go back to school, and I'm going to go for horticulture.
All right. And how big is your program out there? Do you have any idea, ballpark, how many students are in the program?
Overall, in the agriculture program, which includes horticulture, we have 38 students. And every year it's been growing and growing. So, and we just look forward to it growing every year.
Okay, you got a big event this weekend, right?
Yes.
Okay, tell me about what's happening at the holiday market.
This is our first annual, meaning we're going to try to do it every year, is a holiday market, which includes we're having a big plant sale of our house plants that the students have been propagating all semester, as well as invited our farmers market vendors to come and set up. So we have 10 vendors who will be there selling various products, including Rick from Diamonds Homestead.
Okay, so we'll get to see Rick's microgreens up close.
Yes, so it's on this Saturday from 8 to noon, and it's indoor. So people think of a market outdoor, but it's indoor in our agriculture building.
Okay, now the agriculture building is, I always get turned around trying to give directions. It's the only building with a greenhouse attached to it,
pretty
right?
Pretty much, that's how I describe it.
Okay, just drive around till you see the greenhouse, and that would be the building.
Signs at one of the four-way stops to point you in the right direction.
Okay, so you're going to have all kinds of cool stuff out there from 8 to noon this Saturday on the campus of Richland Community College. And then you guys do a big thing around Mother's Day weekend every year, right?
Yes, that's our biggest event that we have is our spring plant sale. And it's always Mother's Day weekend. And it's, again, a culmination of this what the students have done all semester, growing plants from seeds or small starts and taking it to the final product. So they learn every part of a greenhouse business, how to start it and grow all the plants, and then as well as market and sales.
Okay, and then you guys, as always, spring registration is open now. Give me, if you could, I know horticulture's, you know, your thing and Cheyenne's thing, but the agricultural program is the umbrella is pretty large, right?
Yes.
What all is included in that program?
So overall, we have a transfer program, which now includes a guaranteed transfer to the University of Illinois or now to Millikan in agribusiness. So you're taking background classes, but your electives are in agriculture, but then you can get 2-year degrees in, you can also get a 2-year degree in agribusiness, horticulture, and crop sciences.
Okay, and so it's a real pathway. It's a shame because for years that existing partnership with the School of ACES, those slots were unfilled, which was crazy because on the outside people were in line trying to get in, and you had a guaranteed path through Richland that now is growing and growing and growing. That's just fantastic. Well, listen, this Saturday, 8 to noon, their first annual holiday market, and then put on your calendar the Mother's Day weekend in May where they do this huge event out there, and it's a great idea for gifts, and you can find all kinds of great stuff this Saturday at the holiday market. Anything else we need to cover?
Oh, I did want to say something about scholarships. Okay. One great thing is that almost every student in our program can get a scholarship through agriculture. So we're removing the barriers as much as we can.
So anybody out there, you guys will help them find a way to get to where they need to go.
Yes.
All right. Great stuff, guys. We appreciate it. Have a great day. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.